This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 60 for Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. Did you really do that? You suck.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
This is Lisa getting mad at Brian.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll get you back.
Oh, man.
I'll make you drive back from Miami next time.
Hey, listen, I had a really good stint there.
You did.
Only to be broken up by the necessity for sustenance.
Yeah.
Some Kentucky town that I still don't remember the name of.
We were north of Shepherdsville.
Well, of course we were.
So, woohoo, back from the show Tuesday.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Holy smoke. We got in about 4 o'clock last night.
This morning.
All right, this morning, yeah. So it was about 2:30, and we're driving along. We're 68 miles from home, and we couldn't do it. We pulled over and ended up catching a couple, about 30 minutes of Z's in a parking lot somewhere. So, but
man, that was good.
It was. Well, it was like I would close my eyes, and then almost my phone goes off. So it really went by quick. So, yeah. Well, let's cut right to it, huh?
Holy cow, Miami was hot and humid.
It's almost as hot as it is here in Wisconsin today.
It's bad.
It's like 96 degrees today. Welcome home.
We don't have air conditioning, so please excuse the air conditioning. Glow.
And that little bit right there at the beginning was because the fan was making a lot of noise, so.
But it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. So we got to Miami, but what, 26 hour drive?
It was about 26, 27, yeah. It wasn't too bad. We ended up getting there about 4 in the morning, and great front desk clerk had a room, so we just had to wait for their changeover at 4 or 5 in the morning, and she got us into our room, so we actually got three and a half hours sleep before.
Yeah, something like that. Well, we woke up at 7:30, so it was 4 hours sleep.
Which is actually a lot of sleep for us before we sleep.
Yeah. Well, normally it's straight right into setup. Now, just to keep everybody, not to keep everybody in suspense, the liquid that was leaking in the car. It was not ink. It was not Bay State Blue. It was not Edelstein. It was not Diamine. We're not quite sure what's leaking and how it's leaking, but it's definitely water. So we got caught in a bunch of rain on the way down, and a bunch of rain a couple days before. So
it ended up getting the floor on the passenger side, in the front and in the back, wet. So when it's your turn to be the passenger and you take your shoes off and you put your feet down, your feet get wet. So that was no fun.
So we get there Friday. We go in for breakfast, and holy cow, is the hotel expensive. What was it, $55 for breakfast?
There's no breakfast. It said on the schedule that Bert was going to feed us, but apparently it was wrong.
Yeah, and then what was it for the breakfast bar buffet? It was like $20?
$20, yeah.
Yeah, so it was cheaper to not get it, I guess, but we still
We had breakfast. It was nice.
It was good, yeah, it was good.
It was fine.
And then set up now, it was kind of, this is a new one for us here, so.
Yep. It's a little convoluted how you get there, because you actually can't get there from here. You have to go in the back, and then you have to go through the kitchen and take a freight elevator up to the second floor, and then you have to take a different elevator to the, it's on the third floor, it was.
But the elevator, the second elevator says 2. For the third floor.
Yeah.
So.
But you can't just take an elevator to the third floor.
No, because there's a big, I don't know why, but.
It was crazy.
You know, the kitchen folk were.
I think they were entertained.
They were quite nice. All of them said hi as we rolled our stuff through.
There was a fruit plate sitting out that just looked so yummy. I wanted
There was some dessert and stuff.
But oh, yeah.
Anyway.
We were good.
We were good, and we got it set up. We had a nice, it's a nice little room, quite spacious.
Yeah, I like having space behind us. You're not crammed in like sardines like you are at some of the shows.
Right, so behind us we had Bob Nurin.
Yep, he's very tempting.
And
he's got good stuff.
Somebody else behind us had a bunch of knives. The Renaissance Wax guy.
Yep.
Well,
when Craig used to run it, for a couple years, it was the Pen and Knife Show.
Right.
And man,
right.
Some of these people. I looked at a couple of Craig's knives, and these things are scary.
Well, a lot of the Pen guys are sporting knives, and afterwards, in the evening, they'd be showing off all the knives they bought. So, Bill Weekly had some really scary looking things. Jim Rouse bought one that looked like it was. I don't know, had a pocket clip on it and had...
Don't piss off a Pen guy. He may be armed and hugely dangerous.
So, setup was pretty good, and there was some traffic, light traffic, but it worked out pretty good, and there was a lot of our friends there, so we had Jimmy Dolov was there, Scott and Jim from Franklin Christoph, Martin Ferguson, Sam Marshall...
Yep.
Bunch of guys.
A lot of people. Yeah, it was decently attended. It's a smaller show, but we had some good traffic, and we don't go just to sell. We go to buy, and holy cow, score some amazing. The R-word stuff.
Was that Friday or Saturday? I can't remember now.
I think we saw it Friday, and I think we brokered the deal on Saturday, and then we got the case for it on Sunday.
Okay, so there's this case, and it has these Esterbrooks in it. And we walk by, and I look at it, and the first thing I see is a very clear pen. And by clear, I mean clear. You can see through it.
Peek-a-boo.
And... So I stopped and took another look, and the case was unusual, very, very early, pre-war. Some other nice pens in there. I said, oh, okay, well, we'll see what happens. And then Lisa goes, and it turns out it's Craig, and I had not met him.
Craig Bosworth, who used to run the show, good friend. In fact, his now wife's name is Lisa, and everybody used to get us confused back in the day, 10, 15 years ago. So it was awesome to see Craig and Lisa and meet their daughter, but he's the one who had this case, so...
All right, so I got to show the case, right? Because everybody wants to see it. Now, this is, like I said, this is pre-war, so this is very, very unusual to see an Esterbrook display case from the dollar pen era. So here it is. It's very early. It has an olive felt... and then on the inside it says Durachrome Renew Point. There's a little spot in the middle where you can put a renew point. And then it says Guaranteed Corrosion Proof Durachrome Renew Point Renewable by the User.
It's really cool.
Yeah. The tray pulls out, and then on the back here, the bottom tray is for renew points, which there were none, but that's okay. Really super nice, nice case. It's got this nice little top on it says Esterbrook Fountain Pens on top. Very, very, very nice case.
And we didn't have it.
No, we don't have this one.
We have so many others, but we don't have that.
It holds like 24 pens, plus there's a slot in the middle for a couple of more. So I guess everybody wants to see the pens. I guess we should.
Brian comes back and he says, oh, Craig has this pen. Go over and see how much he wants for it. And so I go over, I ask, and he's going to have some hip surgery, and he says, I want to get rid of the whole thing, here's the price. And he looks at me, and I look at him, Craig and I. He's like, I didn't even know you were going to be here. I would have, told you in advance. And so I go back to Brian, I tell him how much it is, we figure it up, and it's very, very well worth the money.
It's no small amount, though.
No,
it's not pocket change, right? So we have to try to figure out, well, how the heck are we going to pay for this? But it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
Yeah, but wait till you see these pens.
Okay, so the first one, the first one right here. This is the big daddy. This is worth the whole thing in itself right here. You see that?
It's an Esterbrook demonstrator.
Right. It's a dollar pen demonstrator. You see right through the barrel. You can see the J bar. It's got a perfect imprint.
Very, very cool.
Very, very rare. Now, and I know some of you are going to say. Somebody going to say, of course, we actually do own one of these.
We do.
And ours is in a little better shape. Now this is near perfect. This is near perfect.
You never see these.
Yeah, it's 98 out of 100. And then when I bought mine from Francis Babullion, who's a well known collector. He told me at the time there were approximately 4 to 5 of these pens known. They're just you can find snorkel demonstrators all day long. You can find vacuumatic demonstrators. You never see Esterbrook demonstrators, and you especially never ever see a dollar pen. And this one here is the early version of the two-hole clip, and it has you see at the top. It cuts in. So this is the very first, very, very first two-hole clip pen that they made.
So what else was in the case?
All right, so I thought that was cool, but, you know, I mean, I knew it was going to be expensive. So I go and I look, and Lisa tells me what the price is. And so I said, well, okay, I better go look. And there was all pretty much a lot of dollar pens and some other black pens in there. And I go and look, and the thing that kept, and I look at it very carefully, and I see one pen, and I stop looking because I know.
I thought he was going to wet his pants.
I've been looking for this pen for probably 12 years, and in 12 years I've seen one for sale. You never, ever, ever, ever see these, and I said I don't care what the rest of it is. You know, it's worth it for this. So, this was pen number two. And if you're looking at it, you're going, well, what the heck is that? It's a, you know, it's a streamlined black plastic pen. It's an Esterbrook Relief, okay? It's made by Conway Stewart for Esterbrook. Now, what's so special about this? Now, if you know anything about these, first of all, you look at it. It's got triple cap bands in a thin, thick, thin configuration. But what makes this so, I'm happy to use the word rare on this one too. So rare. You also notice it has a visulated barrel here, and this particular pen is a piston filler. This is a Relief 7, and these are very scarce. You just don't find them ever. And I don't have a single Relief 7 broken with a nib, without a nib in my collection. I've never seen them. So this is really significant. Very happy to get this.
He was very excited.
So, now you say, okay, that's cool. You know, maybe that's not, it's a 14 karat nib, of course, oblique. But there's more, right? So, we're looking through, and we've got. I'll show you some of the more common stuff. Visumaster in copper set, visulated section pens. Very clear visulated sections. You know, matching pencil.
Yep, that's hard to find.
In copper. Here's another one, another Visumaster visulated section pen in green. These are all the second variants, and they have more flat barrel end. Very crystal clear sections. Okay, that's cool. All right. Let's just keep going because why not?
For a little bit. What else you got?
Yeah, how about this? Okay, so.
How about that?
Foliage green. $1.50 pen.
Very
actually
cool.
Comes with a matching pencil. How about this one?
It was
this
after another. Yeah. It was amazing.
This one here is one I hate to use the word, but it's uncatalogued. I've never seen it in a catalog. Gray with red fleck, $1.50 pen.
Isn't that the same pattern, the same plastic that Waterman used?
Yes, Waterman did use that plastic.
It was amazing. Just kept.
Right.
Bringing out pens, and there were even two in a drawer.
White doctor's pen.
Yep.
It was in pretty good
fantastic.
Shape.
You should have seen us packing this stuff up to bring it home.
All right, so I just got a couple more that are just going to, you know, there's V-clip, black V-clip.
This is why we go to shows, so Brian can come home with, like, a lap full of fans.
And this one, a lot of you, some of you may have heard of, you've probably never ever seen, Relief 66, made in England. It's a two-hole clip dollar pen, but on the top, instead of saying Esterbrook, it says Relief on the top. And it's a longer pen, very cool. And then there was this one, which was kind of cool. It's a dollar pen, but it's got double bands on the top. And in the back, it's got a little metal plaque.
Yep.
For the Providence Engineering Society. And actually, I happen to have one of these, so that's an extra.
It's cool the way the grooves are engraved into the cap.
Right. It's just like a bandless pen, exact same method. And then there were two more that were just kind of a surprise. This one here is an English cutaway demonstrator. So you can see...
Those are funky.
You can see the inner cap here. You can see the tray... the sack in there, and so if you pull, actually the sack in this one is hardened, but if you pull the, you know, you can see the J-bar compress the sack. And then, as if all that wasn't enough, if that wasn't enough, how about this one? This is an SJ demonstrator.
Yep, it was pretty cool.
Now the cap is black, the barrel is clear. The thing that makes this so significant is that you never see these in the smaller size. You see them in J size. I mean, you don't see them all day long, but you see the SJs are very uncommon. I think I've seen three slender demonstrators that I can recall in the last 10 years. So.
Yeah, we just we took everything up and into the room, and we went through them Saturday night, and... Sunday we were trying to figure out how to get them home. So
yeah, it was, you know, you got to be careful because, you know, if one of these pens breaks, it's not great. Several of them are not replaceable.
Yep.
And we're gonna keep three of them, and then the rest are gonna be available for sale later. But so if you're looking for a dollar pen demonstrator, give us a shout. But we'll be putting it up on the website. So that was cool, and we had, that was like the highlight of the show. And it's funny because Lisa keeps telling me, she's like, well, I said, I really have to keep that Relief 7. She says, well, you know, as long as you know, that's okay if that's your one pen. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's my one pen for like the rest of the year.
Right. But. Right. You know, we last year we found, I think, two pens we didn't have all year.
It's hard. I mean, we've been collecting separately and together for so long, and we've handled literally thousands of Esterbrooks, and to find not one, not two, but what, four?
Well, there are three here that we did not have.
Three? Okay, so three that we didn't have, plus another one or two that are very, very, very uncommon. You know, that was just heaven for us.
Yeah, so this kind of stuff doesn't happen.
Or you expect it to happen, you know, onesie twosie here and there. Oh, I saw one of these, but never the whole thing. And then to be able to come home with it.
Yeah. Once. Oh, and we didn't even show the other. There's about another dozen pens. There's almost a whole bandless pens in every color. Dollar pens. I mean, just, you know. So.
Yep. That was very cool.
That was kind of that. And
now we should mention, partly because of our audience, that on the way down. We made a little pit stop, and I got to figure out a way to get the pictures up on the website, but it worked out to be perfect timing. We stopped.
We got breakfast first.
We did? What did we get?
Well, we went and got breakfast. I don't even remember. I was so excited about where we were going.
So we were in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and we stopped at the National Corvette Museum.
So we were thinking about you, Hugh.
Yep. So I've got pictures of Brian sitting in the car. And apparently they had some event that was going on because there were all these big tents and all these old cars. It was awesome. I wish we could have stayed longer, but we were trying to get down there. So it was great. And I'd never been, so that was cool.
I hadn't been in quite a long time, so it was fun to go. Now, unfortunately, we didn't have time to actually go into the museum proper, but
we will one of these days.
Yeah. So it was fun. There are plenty of stuff in the lobby, and it's just fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. So we didn't buy a Corvette while we were there, but we did buy something else this weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, you go to a pen show and you expect to hear stories about people buying pens and desk sets and cases, but this weekend bought a company.
We bought a company. Ta-da!
Wait a minute. Where's my sound effect for that?
Now, some of you may remember that for April Fool's Day, we put up a blog post that said we bought Kenro, and I was shocked at how many people actually believed that.
Well, that joke went on for like a month and a half.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We did actually seal the deal, bought a company this weekend.
And we should say we've been working on this deal for about a year and a half.
Yep. And it didn't drag out. It was just a matter of it's the kind of thing that you need to do in person. And so, without further ado, go ahead.
I'll let you make
it
out. Oh, okay.
We now own.
We are now the proud owners of Snorkel Solutions, which manufactures original, exact, reproduction point holder gaskets for shaver snorkels. In fact, they're based on the original patent. And when these were made initially, Sam Marshall and Martin Ferguson, who owned the company before us, actually went and showed some to Schaefer, and Schaefer said they love them, and Schaefer ordered like 250 of these things. And they're tiny, and they go in between the section and the nib unit. And essentially, it seals off the snorkel tube when so there's no leak in the pen. Snorkel Solutions manufactures these point holder gaskets. They also sell O-rings for both PFMs, touchdowns, Schaefer snorkels, as well as point holder gaskets for the PFMs themselves. So, if you're restoring a snorkel.
This is what you need.
This is exactly what Schaefer used.
Yep. I thought it was cool when they were telling us the story. I mean, it's one thing to take an expired patent, and they checked with Schaefer to make sure that that would be okay. And Schaefer not only said, yeah, we don't care, we're not going to do this again, but wow, these are fantastic. And so to have Schaefer, the company, buy the replicas,
that's endorsement.
Pretty cool.
That's an endorsement.
That's a heck of an endorsement. So we're excited about that. Sam and Martin have been doing this for a while, and they've ramped it up to a point where it's really a lot of work on their part, and they're trying to ramp down. So
Janet wants to know who the president is.
well, it's being. We kind of assimilated.
We haven't thought that far in advance, but everything is pretty much up on the website now. We're actually going to have kits available too. So, for the person who doesn't want to buy 5 or 10, you can buy a kit with all the stuff you need to restore your snorkel.
Just one pen. Yeah.
And I've been using these gaskets for years.
It started out that you wanted to get bigger quantities, and next thing
discount. I ended up buying the company.
Isn't that how the best things happen, though? You use the product, and then next thing you know, you own the company, and it's great stuff. We're really thrilled.
Yeah, wasn't there an electric razor? The guy I liked it so much, I bought the company.
Something like that. Yeah.
Who was that? Yeah. So anyway, that was really the big news. The other big news from the show. We've been working on it for a while, and we actually, believe it or not, we made the deal over barbecued ribs and beer.
At Shorty's.
At Shorty's.
The beer was better than the ribs.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool. And then we've also we had a boatload of stuff come into, it was delivered while we were gone. So not only were we buying crazy Estabrooks and snorkel solutions, but we were pretty disappointed that some of this stuff didn't get delivered in time to take to Miami. So we came home, and at 4 o'clock this morning, we were digging through boxes trying to see what had come in. So.
Well, actually, we had a couple things shipped.
Yep.
And I forgot to bring some of them upstairs. But I do have one.
Okay.
And if you're looking at this, you're wondering, what the heck is this? It looks like a notebook.
It's Twisby notebook. And
it's
inside,
a Twisby notebook.
Inside said Twisby notebook. I think they did a nice job.
Ta-da!
The new Micarta.
The new Micarta version 2. Now, this is a nice notebook. So it's a grid notebook. It's even perforated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a nice little band here. You can cover the. So these came in really nice, and they're the same price as the old ones. So you get a free notebook. I mean, it's probably at least 120 pages in this thing. So.
Yep.
So that came, and then the other thing that came while we were in Miami, and I forgot to bring it up. Dang it. The new Edison Perlet.
Yep.
Which is really, really a nice pen. Brian Gray did a great job with picking the colors for these. Three outstanding colors. A smaller pen.
I like it a lot. I actually bought one. We traded for a pen of ours. We traded for one of the Perlets that I fell in love with
Chicago 2 years ago. Yeah.
And so it's a great size. I like that it's not quite as big.
Yeah, it's very very Asian, I would say, in appearance. When you thread the cap on, the cap sits flush with the barrel.
Yep.
It's a number 5 size nib, which is a little bit smaller than the rest, but it's a nice looking pen. They come in some nice colors. So we had those shipped.
And those were delivered to Miami, and that was nice.
Yeah, but the rest of the stuff didn't make it, so
yep.
We had it shipped at home. So
once we got back, we ended up with new pens from Monteverdi, which is cool.
Which you might have there, maybe?
I might have. The Jewelleria. The Jewelleria. I don't know why. It's like Galleria. So this, it's a nice slender pen.
Yeah.
I like the green. Very, very... fits well in the hand,
and it has a neat clip that is sort of like the Conklin clips where you press down at the top, like that.
Very cool.
So it goes in any pocket.
Yep. So we had those to play with today, and so those are nice. And then what else did we get?
There was another Monteverdi, wasn't there?
Yes, the Intima. These are cool. So you've got funky green.
I don't know if that's the official term. Funky green?
Funky green.
We're going to make our own. Yeah.
We're going to need, yeah. Halloween. I don't know what it's called.
Halloween, yeah. It's like a black with like lava almost.
Let's see if you can. Yeah, so there's some orange kind of floating through it.
Kind of a cool pen. I like it.
Yep. This one we've already sold.
It's very, very pink.
Very pink, very purple, very cool.
And it's apparently the best seller
yep.
of the series. So.
And then this one, we kind of did a double take. It looks very similar to the silver marble in the Edison.
Yep, in the Collier, yeah.
Yep. So.
And all these pens have black trim, black clips.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
Black coated nibs. So.
I know, black nib.
Yep.
So that was exciting. We got to play with those. Let's see. What do you have over there you want to share?
I think you have all the modern stuff.
Oh.
You've got another pinkish purple pen, though. I do.
This one I fell in love with. I may have to keep this one.
Jeez.
The Delta Fusion in fuchsia. I love it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, but it's hard to tell.
It's a pale. It's like a lavender. It's a pale purple. With a lot of white marbling. Very, very pretty. I like it a lot.
So, of course, that has that fusion nib.
Man, did you have a conversation with somebody about that nib? Whether or not it was worth the effort. You know, I think it's cool.
People,
I think
it's very cool. they get all hung up on the whole marketing thing that says, oh, the gold causes the nib to flow. And I'm talking with our rep in Miami about it, and he says, well, you know, who cares? He says, you know, the pen writes really well.
Yeah.
So we've got that.
Ira, it's the Jewelaria. That was the first one. And the Intima. And then the Delta Fusion was the last one. Yep, Delta Fusion 82. Very cool. And then the last thing when did we get this last one?
A couple days ago.
Yeah. This is very, very, very cool. You can't get this anywhere.
Right.
Which is kind of fun. I mean, I think you can get it one place. Pelican.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah, generic, blue.
It's an M800, you should say.
So in M800 in blue, which you can get.
You're wondering what the difference is.
So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is the nib, which you can't see all that well. what's special about the nib, Brian?
The nib, you cannot get this nib, period. You can't.
Which is kind of weird.
You cannot take your M800 and send it in for a nib exchange and get this nib. This is an italic broad. They do not make this nib available. You buy it. In fact, this is a very special run, a very low number run on these M800s. We have them in blue, green, and black. And they come with this special italic broad nib. And you can't get it anywhere. There's a couple of dealers that have it, and that's it.
So. Yeah, so we scored some of those, and we're very excited.
All right, so I do have one pen here. Can I show off my pen?
And what do you have?
I believe this is going to be my pen, right?
What?
All right, so.
Well, I got to take mine out then. I probably won't keep this one, but I think Brian's going to keep what he has. So go ahead, whip it out.
Right, so this.
Go.
This was supposed to be here before Miami. But that's fine as long as, you know, we'll have it for DC, and then that's cool. So we are now officially Sailor dealers.
So, where's the sound effect?
The sound effect. Ta-da! So I have in my hand here, and this is a really, really a pretty pen, the Sailor 1911 in blue. This is the standard size. I got mine with a broad nib, and it's a broad 14 karat nib. It's just really a nice looking pen.
Yep. So we brought some of the pens in. We've got I've got a Pro Gear Slim, which I like a lot.
Yeah, those are Pro Gears are just really, really nice pens.
And we've got some 1911s, and we've got more that we'll be getting in. Just in a couple weeks, we're waiting for some of them to come in from overseas. So.
Yeah, and music nib, Zoom nib on one of them.
Really other awesome specialties. Nibs.
Now part of the deal, and then this is kind of cool. Part of the deal is that we buy one of every nib, so we have. If you see us in DC, you'll be able to take a look at every nib.
Them.
Yeah, in the lineup. In fact, they give you a nice little display that you can put the pens on. So, it's going to be really fun. In fact, we have not opened up the music or the Zoom nib. I want to check those out.
I know. I think we're going to fight over who gets to play with which one first.
So those, and of course, ink.
Yep, the ink that goes along. You know, everybody knows I love the ink. So we have, I think it's 7 or 8 colors of regular Sailor Gentle ink, and then the pigmented ink, which I think comes in a cool box.
Yeah, the blue black.
Yeah,
is it blue black? That looks like a nice color. So
yeah, the black and the blue black. So we're excited to have that. We should have that up on the web soon.
This week, yeah.
Yep.
And the Sailor bottles all have that cool internal well.
Yep. So that it's easier to fill. Those are awesome. So we are thrilled to be able to have that. It was on our list of things that we wanted to do for a while, But, you know, we had this company to acquire, and we had other stuff that, you know, kept interrupting. But we are...
So, like, if that wasn't enough, right? I mean, that's... I mean, this has all happened since last week.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Oh, yeah, this was awesome. I'm very excited. Like,
Do you want to do it, or do you want me to do it?
We finalized the deal to create a brand new special edition fountain pen with a company we won't mention yet. It's really, really a cool, awesome design. And hopefully we will have a prototype in D.C.
Yeah, I think in a couple of weeks we're supposed to have... Maybe have it. So, it's going to be cool. I'm real excited about this.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a nice, very very nice pen. Some nice options.
Yep. It looks like we'll actually be doing this one and so the.
And these are not limited editions. They're just regular. Going to be regular staple in the lineup. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I like better. That it's not a one-time thing. We'll be able to get this, and people will be able to buy it. It's going to be very, very cool. We're super excited.
So, yep. That was kind of our week, right? I mean, what are we going to do? How are we going to top that for next week?
Sleep. We're going to sleep.
Get out.
Yeah, we should do a minor food channel.
Oh, okay.
People always ask. You know, when you go to a show, you never know what you're going to get. And we actually were dumb on Friday. Was it Friday or Saturday?
Well, Friday we went to...
It was Saturday.
Friday we had ribs with Sam and Mark.
I'm talking lunch.
Oh.
When you go to a show run by Bert Oser, he feeds you. He feeds you a lot. You get a free breakfast, and it's a big spread with eggs and sausage and sort of soggy bacon and muffins.
Yeah,
and
sort of soggy, yeah. Okay.
And juice and coffee and this huge spread. And it's, you know, we've mentioned it before. It's an awesome way to start what's going to be a long, busy, stressful, exhausting day. And so you get to sit with vendors, and sometimes you don't see them at a show except at breakfast. So yes, you can, Hugh. And so it was nice to be able to sit down and hang out and have this awesome breakfast. And then we totally spaced it on Saturday. I kept seeing these people coming in with these boxes, and I kept thinking, oh, they must have gone downstairs to the deli. Well, Bert feeds you lunch. I can't believe we forgot that. So on Sunday, we got our boxed lunch, and it was pretty good. Sunday, we had the normal breakfast, and we had ribs, you know, Friday night. Saturday night
was Publix, believe it or not.
I had a major headache, and it had been just a crazy day, and I was not fit for public consumption. So we went across the street from the hotel where there was a Publix, and we got a couple really yummy things from their deli. And then just went back to the room and ate, and I went to bed. I think I slept for like 12 hours.
Yeah, we went to bed at 7:30 and woke up at 7:30.
Well, we hadn't really gotten much sleep, but...
it was awesome.
Yep, it was. So what's our next show? D.C.
D.C., yeah. In 4 weeks, maybe?
Oh, my God.
Something like that?
Yep. We did have a kind of a sad story that we heard while we were there. Many of you know Susan Wirth, and Susan has a number of different people who help her at the assorted shows. But one of her main assistants, John Martinson, got there and wasn't feeling well. And long story short, he had an emergency appendectomy, and they fixed a hernia as well. So the poor guy had been in excruciating pain. And, you know, if you let an appendix burst, it can be, I think you can die from that, right? If you don't treat it?
I don't know.
Thank God they caught it. And 3 weeks. Oh, my God. So he's fine, but he spent the entire show in the veterans hospital, and it was just really sad. Poor Susan and poor John. He went, you know, into surgery and was all alone, and Susan didn't have a choice, and it just really made me think that I would never want to have surgery during a show. And
yeah. So yeah. Hopefully he's doing better. I know he was in better spirits when we left on Sunday, so we all signed a big card for him. Paul Rano drew a little,
yeah, it was
one of his famous drawings on the cover, so that was, yeah, nice.
And we did get to see a video that apparently Paul was singing in Boston, yep, with the bluegrass band. So yep, we've got to find that. That's going to be somewhere on YouTube. But I don't know. It was crazy.
Wait a minute. I thought what happens at a pen show stays at a pen show.
Unless you choose to put it on YouTube. Stuff, we're not putting anything on there.
No.
No. So. Pen shows are Vegas, baby.
So,
yep.
What else? That's about it, I think.
Real, yep. A couple shout-outs, you know, and
yeah, pretty much past the great Esterbrook find and buying Snorkel Solutions. There with, you know, that was the show. So,
yep.
I call it success right after that. So.
Yeah. Well, you were excited. I thought you were gonna pull a Dallas and just sit there with the case on your lap while I drove and like, oh, look at this, and
driving.
Although on the way home, it was actually a really eventful weekend. On the way home, we stopped in Jupiter, and I got to see my brother, who I haven't seen in about 5 years. We stopped and met him for a quick bite to eat, and that was awesome. He and Brian had never met, so that was cool. And Mom, I'm sorry, we forgot pictures. Deal with it. It was late. We were tired.
We forgot all sorts of pictures this week. The only pictures I took were from the hotel room.
Oh my God, what a killer view!
17th floor.
Yep.
Clear view of Miami City proper,
and the ocean.
I mean, just amazing. At night, it was amazing. So.
Yeah. So it was a very eventful, very adventure filled weekend.
So.
Yep. Let's see. Shoutouts.
Shoutouts. Yep.
I should shout out to my mom, who I believe is watching. So, hi, Mom. Who else? You promised a couple people.
Yeah, Michael. He bought an Esterbrook in Miami. It was a pleasure to deal with, and just real fun to talk to.
Yep.
Had a Phileas in a rather degraded state of prepare, but we'll get that back in working order for you. Virginia bought a ton of ink, so I hope you're having a good time with that. Good colors too.
Yeah. Enjoy.
I had a great time chatting with Alex. I hope you're enjoying that Hudson. Alex brought up an interesting point. That hut that I never thought of before, the Hudson actually looks really good with a gold nib, or a two-tone nib. I thought was really kind of interesting. So,
okay. Let's see, Sam and Martin.
Of course.
Absolutely. And I got to spend some time with a man named Lane and his sons. He was teaching them to negotiate. I'd work on that a little. It's an art. Negotiation is definitely an art. And you know, pen shows are a good place to try that, because very few people get offended if you try to negotiate a little. So he was teaching his two sons, and I gave them a couple PFK pens, and they were both excited about that. You know, like, free pens, what an awesome concept.
Very cool.
Yep. Anything else?
Everyone in the chat, of course, appreciate everybody. I hope it's not as hot where you are as it is where we are.
But. It's bad. No, it looks to me like the people I can see in the chat. Let's take a quick poll. How many of you, wave your hands or chime in, how many of you are going to be in D.C.? I know Hugh and Carol and Janet and Stephanie. Yep. And Tracy. This is going to be your first show, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
We need to go over that rules Dick of the sucks. First show thing.
Ira, are you going to be there? I'm just How about Jack? Jack, which you do what? Dallas, I think? I don't remember. So anyway, just curious who's going to be there. We're thinking about having a big get-together.
Yeah.
So
we'll have details on that.
Yep.
Let's do that in a couple weeks.
And a couple of you, we need to send emails back channel, Steph, Hugh, and Carol. So
awesome. Anything
I think
else?
That's it.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Or you can send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net. I had to think about it for a second.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We're on Facebook at facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks a bunch for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week, Tuesday.